today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. After all the campaign rallies and all the campaign rhetoric, Election Day is finally here. Donald Trump wrapped up his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. His running mate, J.D. Vance, was in Atlanta.
We are going to take out the trash in Washington, D.C., and the trash's name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, finished up in Detroit.
Women all across America, of every age, both parties, are going to send a loud and clear message to Donald Trump, whether he likes it or not.
As of this morning, even before the polls opened, nearly 83 million Americans had cast their ballots. Donald Trump stepping up calls to have the winner declared shortly after the polls close tonight, even though experts say, given how close the race is, that would be nearly impossible. This is ABC News. At least 20 people were killed in a new Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Palestinian officials say it hit a home. The IDF says it was targeting a weapons facility. In a Kansas courtroom, relief for dozens of people cheated in a scam.
In August, former Heartland Tri-State Bank Chief Shan Haynes in Wichita was sentenced to 24 years after stealing $47 million from customer accounts and wiring the money to cryptocurrency accounts run by scammers. The bank ran out of funds, was shut down, and sold to another bank by the FDIC, which covered depositors' losses. 30 shareholders in the bank, who thought they were out millions, have been told that the FBI recovered the funds from a cryptocurrency account in the Cayman Islands.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Instagram is putting AI to work to try to track down underage users. The system will scam accounts, and anyone deemed to be under 18 will be switched to a restricted account. Users can prove their age by uploading their ID. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community, because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newper. Today is Election Day. Polls are open until 8 p.m. today, but waiting for the results may take a while. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Ann Jacobs, says it could be until 2 or 3 this morning to process over 1.5 million absentee ballots. More than 3 million people cast ballots in the 2020 elections. UW Health psychologist Shiley Mergain offers some tips to deal with election-related stress. She says it's important to have a plan in place.
To give yourself a break from the election television coverage. And I think it's a great day to have some form of distraction that would bring joy and also some people that you can connect with on that day.
Mergain also suggests putting down the phone, don't doom scroll, and take breaks from social media, and be sure to be talking with like-minded people while you wait for election results. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself.
We know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks, with a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true, because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chet Fitz Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Sunstrom & Company are local tax experts Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. More than 1.5 million people have already voted in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said that the early vote total includes 950,000 who voted in person this year. Wisconsin early vote numbers are far below 2020's numbers, but that vote was skewed by the pandemic. The Election Commission says this year's numbers are better than 2012 and 2016. The commission says mail-in votes are still coming in, so that total likely won't be finalized until after all of the ballots are counted. Today is election day, and the polls are open until 8 p.m. One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident in the town of Otter Creek Friday. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, 18-year-old Ryan Julson of Osseo was traveling on Highway D when a vehicle crossed the center line and hit his vehicle. Julson died of his injuries at the hospital while the other driver suffered minor injuries. An Oronoco man has been arrested after driving over 100 miles an hour Friday. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, deputies clocked 20-year-old Daniel Oetkalt doing 108 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Oetkalt showed signs of impairment when deputies stopped him. He's now facing third-degree DWI, speeding over 100 miles an hour, and reckless driving charges. A team from Indonesia spent a lot of time in Wisconsin during this year's World Dairy Expo. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski led the delegation during their time in the state and said it was a great way to connect the dots between Wisconsin and world markets.
Absolutely. It's a great way to do, as I like to say, connect the dots between farmers and consumers, connect the dots between Wisconsin products and people around the world. And one of the things that's evident from the conversations here and our conversations leading up to this is that the world's population is growing and growing quickly. And no matter what part of the world people come from, they want to make sure that their population has access to healthy, safe, nutritional milk and dairy products. And this is a great way to go back to the connecting the dots theme, connecting the dots between all the things Wisconsin has to offer and ways that we can help other countries not only have access to Wisconsin products, but also helping them grow their industry at home, because we need to have a both and approach to meet the global food demand.
Romanski said the team was fully immersed in Wisconsin's dairy industry. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello.
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
The fighter jets will once again be taking off from Madison's airport. The 115th Fighter Wing says its F-35 jets will be running night flight training exercises this week. That means neighbors will be hearing the jets until around 9:15 each night. The Air Guard says it understands that some people are bothered by the noise, but the Guard says the training flights are essential. The night flights continue through Thursday. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicle locations will be open late today until 6 p.m. The Department of Transportation says expanded hours are meant to help people who still need to get photo IDs in order to vote. Voters will need a birth certificate and proof of residency to get a Wisconsin ID card. U.S. citizens can get their card at the Department of Motor Vehicles for free. Wisconsin communities are receiving more than $273 million for clean drinking water. The Department of Natural Resources says more than 80 communities will split the money through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. Milwaukee and Watertown will both get millions to replace lead service lines. The town of Campbell will get millions as well to help with their PFAS contamination. Other communities will get money for additional clean water infrastructure projects. A homicide arrest after an alleged drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker in western Wisconsin. Monroe County deputies say a 25-year-old Sparta man was westbound on I-90 near Oakdale 9:30 Friday night when he struck the back of a semi, spun out, and hit a piece of construction equipment. The equipment operator, 35-year-old Andrew Spuckowitz, died at the scene. The driver was being held on charges of drunk driving homicide, driving after revocation causing death, and second offense OWI. He's expected to make a court appearance this week. 60 emergency responders have been hit by cars and injured while working on the side of Wisconsin roads over the last 5 years. The Wisconsin State Patrol says November's State Law of the Month is the Move Over Law. It requires drivers to move out of the lane closest to stopped police cars, ambulances, fire trucks, and utility or maintenance vehicles to avoid hitting a responder. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Olmsted County will be honoring veterans with a special light display this week. The Olmsted County Government Center in Rochester is lit up in green. Operation Green Light will continue through November 11th. Rochester City Hall will also be lit green. A free Veterans Day breakfast will be held Monday at the Rochester International Event Center on Airport View Drive. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
The Minnesota Timberwolves got back into the win column with a 114-93 rout of the Charlotte Hornets at the Target Center. The Wolves led all of the final three quarters and went up by as many as 30 in the fourth. Naz Reid poured in 25 off the bench during the victory. Anthony Edwards finished with 21. The Timberwolves are now 4-3. They visit the Bulls Thursday. The Minnesota Wild go for their fourth win in a row when they host the Los Angeles Kings at the Xcel Energy Center tonight. The Wild are coming off a 2-1 overtime win over the Toronto Maple Leafs at home Sunday. Minnesota's in second place in the Central Division with 18 points and an 8-1-2 record. Tonight's game starts at 7. The Vikings will spend the week getting ready for their Week 10 matchup. Minnesota will visit Jacksonville on Sunday. Minnesota snapped a 2-game losing streak by beating Indianapolis 21-13 at home Sunday. Now, the Vikings are in second place in the NFC North. Minnesota could be without a pair of special team players in the contest, as both kicker Will Reichert and long snapper Andrew DiPaola are both dealing with injuries. The Minnesota Twins are bringing back one of their top relievers from the 2024 season. The team exercised its club option for Jorge Akela yesterday. The Twins will pay Akela $1.5 million in 2025. The 29-year-old went 4-3 with a 3.24 ERA in 54 appearances with Minnesota last season.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party,
You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Brewers GM Matt Arnold has been named the Major League Executive of the Year by his peers. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The award was introduced in 2018 and is voted on prior to the postseason by executives from all 30 teams. The Brewers finished 93-69 and won the National League Central for the second straight season. Week 9 of the NFL season coming to a close last night in Kansas City, where the Chiefs needed overtime to knock off Tampa Bay 30-24. Patrick Mahomes completing 34 of 44 for 291 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Chiefs remain unbeaten at 8-0. NFL trade deadline this afternoon. Whether or not the Packers make any moves remains to be seen. The team is in its bye week. The players are off until next week. College basketball season is underway. 17th-ranked Marquette rolled to a 102-62 win over Stony Brook at Fiserv Forum. Cam Jones poured in 32. Chase Ross added a career-high 23. Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think the biggest thing is his confidence is on a whole different level than it was, you know, last year at this time. He knows he can do it. He knows we need it from him. He's got an aggressiveness to him. He's been shooting the ball very, very well in practice. Going to finish, he's going to go in there and try to dunk the ball, or he's going to attack aggressively.
The Badgers trailed early but bounced back to beat Holy Cross 85-61. Newcomer John Tanjay led the way with 23 in his Badger debut.
Last year, obviously, redshirting, it was, you know, kind of took basketball for granted. I didn't, you know, it was tough. It was tough to sit out a year. You know, I love basketball, so it was great to come out here and, you know, have a start. And, you know, early in the game, we had to be more aggressive and figure it out. And, you know, I'm glad with the result.
Bucks lost their sixth in a row, falling to 1-6 with a 116-114 loss at Cleveland. And Packers tight end Luke Musgrave had ankle surgery. It's uncertain if he'll return this season, although Coach Matt LaFleur said he would not rule him out. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, with T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-monthly upgrade is eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Forecast for today, cloudy and rain. We'll have highs upper 40s. North winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, lows upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs near 50. And for Thursday, mostly sunny. We'll have highs low 50s. Plenty of clouds, even some areas of rain across the region this morning. Pepin, Wabasha, and Lake City at 49. Nelson and Mondovi, 47. Ogalle and Plum City at 46 here at WRDN. Do have some rain, 47 in Brett Eldridge. And don't chip, good morning, it's 7:23.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching, don't lie. You got it all figured out, but that smile. I can see you move a closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, and I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight, so she went to her mother's and I went for a drive down an old familiar highway just a few miles out of town to that run down one room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in a driveway, you know, all still looked the same, and I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single fern. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns?
home. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nate Smith and World on Fire. Good morning. 7:32. I'm Brian Winnekins. And good morning. And next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way as well. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have Matt Raessler and Maria Nelson in with the Salvation Army. It's that time of year. We're going to start hearing the Red Kettles. That program, of course, will be starting here soon. So we're going to talk with both of them about that program. And they need some bell ringers, too. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that here coming up during the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, Election Day today. Polls are open. They are open until 8 tonight. Here in Wisconsin, you are allowed to register the day of the election. Remember, you got to bring certain stuff, so it might be best if you're not sure. I think you can go to myvote.gov, myvote.wy.gov. One, you can find out where you got to vote to, what y'all need to bring with you if you're registering to vote. Don't forget, if you're already registered, you have to bring your ID along as well. And we will have coverage of some of the returns as well coming up later on this evening here on WRDN. So please get out and vote today. This was always election night. Was always kind of a fun time. It still is for me. I mean, I'll be here at the station, but it's not like it used to be. Back in the day, when I worked in La Crosse, Toma, and even Sparta, on election night, it was pretty much, quote, all hands on deck. Not only we have the news department there, but then a lot of us announcers would be coming in because we would either, A, be making phone calls to the various courthouses and clerks and things like that, or we would actually be at the courthouse and we'd be doing reports from the courthouse or campaign headquarters for some of the local campaigns. And it was always a fun time. We'd all meet at the station about 5-6 o'clock. Everybody brought something to eat. There were also beverages involved. But we had a pretty good spread, especially the 1 year what year would have that been? That would have been in 2008 when I was in Sparta, at the station in Sparta. Boy, we actually invited Ed Thompson to join us as a guest, and he owned a supper club in Toma. Boy, did he bring a lot of stuff. that was a lot of fun. And it was really before the internet, where a lot of stuff is posted online and you don't have to be at the courthouse. You can kind of, we have stuff set up with, area clerks and all of that, where we can get some of the returns and that sort of thing. It's not like it used to be. It was a lot of, I'll tell you what, I'm going to miss that tonight. But again, please get out and vote. We will have coverage of not all of the returns, obviously. Most of this is not going to be determined until the wee hours of the morning, at least in Wisconsin. But we will give you at least some of the returns here that we are able to get here later on this evening as well, with ABC News, also Wisconsin Radio Network as well. But please get on out and vote. If you're going to vote today, bring an umbrella. If you have to stand in line, it is going to be raining, and we'll have details with our forecast here coming up.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds. We'll have rain throughout the day. Highs upper 40s. North winds at 5 to 15. Tonight's cloudy. and lows upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, high near 50. And for Thursday, sunshine, highs low 50s. Do have some areas of rain across the region this morning. Pepin, Lake City, and Wabasha, 49. Nelson and Mondovi, 47. O'Galley and Plum City, 46. Here at WRDN, we do have some raindrops and 46 with Eric Church and Drink in My Hand. It's 7:39.
Got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it.
Mercy, go ahead and throw the book at me. Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, maybe I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. Got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Pretend that I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard
I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall that don't bother me at all. Laying solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eric Heatherly, Flowers on the Wall, 752. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, championship weekend for NASCAR, as we'll have the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship from Phoenix this Saturday with coverage beginning at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's the NASCAR Cup Series Championship from Phoenix with coverage beginning at 1 o'clock on Sunday here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, daylight savings time, of course, came to an end over the weekend. We're heading closer and closer to winter and cold weather. Where's the best warm weather destination during the wintertime? Well, according to a survey by finance website WalletHub, Vegas is the best winter vacation destination for warm weather lovers. The study was based on several indicators, including warm weather activities and attractions. I could see the attractions part, the warm weather. I will be in beautiful Las Vegas in December for two dairy events. I will say that a lot of times it would be warmer. It might be in the 60s, but it's not quote unquote to me warm. I mean, to me, I'm comfortable when I'm in Vegas and it's 115, but that's just me.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man. But you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see, it felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Guitar. A heart is on the line each and every time love is stolen in the shadows. It's wrong all along, it keeps going on, as long as they keep out of sight. But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door.
Couple beers with one of my friends, told him just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. I met me a girl, she got a beautiful heart, eyes of blue. I don't hardly ever think about you.